In Italy, Easter services in the devastated city of L'Aquila were held outdoors because of severe earthquake damage to its historic churches. It's been a week since the earthquake struck. The search for survivors is over, and now thousands of homeless while away their days in makeshift tent cities looking for a reason to hope. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is there.
The medieval city of L'Aquila was known as the city of 100 churches from Romanesque to Baroque. But the devastated city is now a ghost town, and Easter ceremonies, the holiest of the Roman Catholic calendar, had to be celebrated in tent cities and in outdoor fields. Friars set up makeshift altars where priests offered communion wafers. Instead of wooden pews, the faithful sat in white plastic chairs. L'Aquila's Archbishop Giuseppe Molinari addressed the homeless gathered under a plastic tent.
I am as afraid as you are, and I suffered like you did. I too sleep in a tent, and I too am afraid when I feel the earth tremble again. But we are here to conquer these fears and, despite our sorrow, to celebrate Easter. The biggest tragedy is our dear ones who are no longer with us. All the rest we can rebuild.
In some 32 tent cities, volunteers served Easter meals of roast lamb, while rescue workers and civil protection personnel handed out traditional dove-shaped Easter cakes to adults and large silver-wrapped chocolate eggs to children donated by Pope Benedict XVI. But continuing strong aftershocks keep the level of anxiety high, and many quake survivors were in no mood to celebrate. At one tent city, people try to get used to a new routine. Men and women line up for showers. As they stand in line, they complain they don't know what to do all day. They want to get back to their normal busy lives. People exchange stories of survival. One man says, "Look, all we have left is our car. It's the only thing that wasn't damaged." Mothers watch as children improvise a game of soccer. Everyone is anxious about the future, and the question they all ask is, how long will they have to live in these tents? Anger is growing among survivors as prosecutors begin investigating why so many modern buildings were flattened in the quake. Rescue workers digging through the rubble reported that some of the reinforced concrete pillars of modern buildings collapsed as if made of sand. Italian President Giorgio Napolitano spoke of widespread irresponsibility in building construction. Federico Mazzolani, an expert in anti-seismic construction, says that Italian lawmakers have gradually toughened the building code for earthquake zones. But thanks to opposition from the powerful builders' lobby, the code's official enforcement has been postponed year after year.
Many lessons have been learned from the point of view of regulation and of technological point of view. But from the point of view of application, the memory of an earthquake is very short. After 1 or 2 years, everybody forgets.
Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has called for the creation of a new town, an idea met with skepticism by local authorities. And survivors fear they will be trapped for years in prefabricated huts, as has happened to many other Italian earthquake victims. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News.